Mohamed Sanim is reported in local media as saying the matter had been poorly researched and blown out of proportion by some. But Pakistani correspondent for Turkish radio and television, Hamza Amir, who's based in Islamabad, tells TES Ekonomu that Nadra has faced multiple allegations of improper behavior.
Nadra is the National Database Regulatory Authority. It is a government organization that maintains the records of all individuals and citizens of Pakistan. Directly straight to the ruling government. It is basically an official entity that actually not only maintains but also retains all records of all people who are living inside Pakistan. So it is, its reputation comes through official grounds that Nadra in the recent past has been subjected to accusations coming in when it was reported that Nadra was involved and officials of Nadra were involved in providing fake national identity cards to many Afghan nationals who were living in Pakistan as refugees and who were actually able to use those NICs to duplicate their identity. And not only that, they were also able to carry out some terror activities inside Pakistan in various areas where nationals are allowed to go and where, you know, refugees and other foreign nationals are not allowed to move around. So that was an allegation that was leveled against Nadra.
Has it been involved in any other allegations of corruption?
Yes. In fact, this is part of the corruption allegations that, you know, fake NIC provision was done. It was also reported that Nadra was also involved in tampering and, you know, manipulating records of population census details during the elections as well, because that is something that Nadra is directly involved in. It was also accused of being involved in, you know, doing corruption when it came to the elections campaigning during the 2013 general elections, because that was when Nadra was used and was directly part of the election process when it came to counting of votes, when it came to even giving an estimate of population of Pakistan, the voter turnout and the average and percentage of voter turnout on the general election day in 2013. Nadra have held the responsibility of maintaining that record, and it has been alleged that Nadra was involved in tampering and manipulating those records, even the voter count that was done. It has been alleged that, you know, they were involved in that corruption process, which actually led to the position of Nawaz Sharif, the premier of Pakistan, to take power. These allegations have been leveled by the opposition party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, led by the cricketer and politician Imran Khan, and he is still contesting that case in the courts inside Pakistan.
However, another Pakistani journalist says the allegations of improper behavior against Nadra could be politically motivated. Talk show host Farooq Khan Pitafi says there may be some corrupt people in the organization, but overall its performance has been good and people in Fiji can trust it to do its job properly.
Their primary job is data collection, databases development. They will be able to do it. Nadra actually started its journey in Pakistan back in Parvez Musharraf's time. At that time, Pakistan didn't have any organized database of its citizens. Since then, it has developed quite a lot, and it has worked substantially for the country.
There have, however, been substantial numbers of allegations about Nadra's involvement in corruption, ballot stuffing, incorrect registration of voters, and even distributing ID cards to people who went on to commit terrorist attacks. Where do these accusations come from? Is there any truth to them?
Remember, Nadra started its work back in 2001. Before that, Pakistan still had a procedure where you had to give identity cards. Back in those days, artificial or fake ID cards were made for people, especially of Afghan origin, Afghan nationals who were living in Pakistan as refugees. If you think that some of those people might have got new ID cards through Nadra or got registered in the system, that is another thing. I'm sure that there are corrupt people inside the organization as well, but they are not too many. The point at this moment is that when it comes to election process, Nadra can only provide provide a database that works on the election day, and that helps a lot. But regarding corruption, I can understand here and there you might find certain individuals, but not in great number, that might be corrupt. But when it comes to the rest of the allegations, I really don't see how that works. Because when it comes to the box stuffing and electoral rigging, there they don't have the mandate. Usually the kind of allegations that we saw in Pakistan were primarily political in nature, because in Pakistan it is very difficult to lose an election. If you win, you win. When you lose, you start crying foul and you accuse the other side and the state machinery of rigging. That usually doesn't happen, by the way.
So just because it's an allegation doesn't necessarily mean it's actually true.
Yeah, that is one thing. Secondly, in Pakistan recently, in 2013, when we had the general elections, there were certain allegations leveled. And then there was a huge, a protest. And after that, there was a very thorough investigation. By the way, it was focused on Election Commission of Pakistan, not NADRA. But even there, NADRA was probed thoroughly, and we found nothing. At least when it comes to NADRA, there wasn't that kind of foul play at all. So that you can be sure of. They will be doing their job,